Welcome to the Daily Financial Services News Wrap. I'm your host, Paige Estratori, here on behalf of Financial Services Online. The financial landscape is buzzing today, and first up, we have an update on the ever-evolving financial advice reforms. Stakeholders are eagerly urging for swift conclusion of these crucial reforms amidst growing industry concerns and governmental uncertainty. Our impending issues include a steep rise in compensation scheme of last resort levies and unresolved elements in the quality of advice review. Drawing attention to the challenges facing advisors, industry associations are making strong calls for action. They seek to enhance access to affordable financial advice, an element that carries deep implications for consumers and sectors alike, including superannuation. At the end of this game, it's about collaboration and a unified effort to uphold the superannuation system's integrity. Speaking of superannuation, interesting developments are unraveling in that sphere. The Superannuation Funds of Australia has highlighted a staggering surge of 147% in the EPRA levy over the last decade. Understandably, the association is calling for more transparency from regulators about how these funds are allocated. The levy is funded by member administration fees, which could potentially lead to a cost of $6 per account for MySuper members for the year 2025-26. Interestingly, the size of the fund is a critical factor, as larger funds are charging less per member. Yet, concerns are brewing. The Productivity Commission cautions excessive levy reliance could obstruct market competition and stifle innovation in the financial sector. From finance to real estate, as investors are hunting for fruitful income opportunities. This search has led some to the door of commercial real estate debt investments, a promising avenue offering annual returns above 8%. These investments provide a valuable diversifying element to investment portfolios, acting independently of traditional stocks and bonds. Among other brick-and-mortar activities, loans in this sphere support acquisition, construction, and development. With industrial property gaining momentum, and despite a reduction in bank funding, private debt managers continue to find opportunities in bustling city centers. Finally, let's move on to the insurance sector, where significant reforms are also being urged. The Insurance Brokers Code Compliance Committee is pushing for increased protection for small business clients and a more stringent timeline on claims and renewals. The committee proposes regular updates on claims every 20 business days and an elongated policy renewal notifications period of 30 business days. Alongside enhancing transparency and client trust, these measures aim to curb coverage lapses, making sure people stay protected when they need it most. We can expect a draft report on these proposals in the coming month. That's all for today. Thank you for joining me, Paige Estratori, on the Daily Financial Services News Wrap, brought to you by Financial Services Online. To stay current on all things finance, insurance, superannuation, and money management, please visit our website at financialservicesonline.com.au. Goodbye until next time.